The Expos have had more games postponed by bad weather than they have played so far, but we will watch the home opener today against Pittsburgh. The Labatt 50 starting lineups are on deck. Opening day for the Expos at Olympic Stadium, and the Labatt 50 starting lineup for Pittsburgh, handed in by manager Chuck Tanner, is Omar Moreno in center field. Mike Easler is the left fielder. Dave Parker, two-time MVP in right field. Jason Thompson, over from Detroit, is now the first baseman. Bill Madlock at third base. Tony Pena is the catcher. Johnny Ray at second base, and Dale Barra, yep, that's Yogi's son, he's the shortstop, and Eddie Solomon will be the pitcher today. Jim Fanning's Labatt 50 starting lineup has Tim Raines at second base, Al Oliver at first with Andre Dawson in center field, Gary Carter is the catcher, Tim Wallach at third base, Warren Cromartie in right field, Terry Francona in left, Chris Spires the shortstop, and Steve Rogers makes his second start of the 82 season. He was ready to go last night, but the weather did not cooperate. The Expos and the Pirates were supposed to have played four games already. But this will be their first. The home plate umpire is Bruce Fremming. It's a little bit warmer than last night, but not by much. 5 degrees Celsius. And the first pitch at 138 to Omar Moreno is inside, ball one to the left-hand batter. Stick thin is Moreno. He's about 6'3 and weighs in at about 175. One of the fastest men in the big leagues, however. He takes a fastball. In for a strike. It's 1-1. That brings Tim Wallach inside the cutout at third base. And it moves up Al Oliver closer to home plate. Not so much for the bunt from Moreno, but just because of his speed. All the infielders move up a half a step as Moreno swings and it's a fly ball down the left field side, but this will twist back and out of play. Moreno was 5 of 16 in St. Louis. The Pirates dropped 2 out of 3 to the Redbirds. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Rogers. Swing and a miss. Rogers picks up a strikeout on a curveball. One out now, and Mike Easler will come to the plate. He's known as the Hitman. From Cleveland, he batted 286 for the Pirates last year. Burst onto the scene in 1980, batting 338, another left-hand batter. And the first pitch is outside, ball one. Outfield will back up. Infield definitely backs up for Easler. He's now bunting. Dave Parker is on deck as the home opener is underway from Olympic Stadium. The pitch to Easler. From Rogers to Easler is lined to left field. That's a base hit. Terry Francona gets the ball back to the infield. Second hit for Easler in 8 at-bats. And now here comes the Cobra, Dave Parker. All 6'5" of him, 235 pounds. He turned 31 in June. Off to a 2-for-11 start. The Pirates had their first four games postponed by bad weather, and they finally got three in before coming in here to Montreal to get a game postponed as Parker takes low, ball one. Parker, the MVP of the National League in both 78 and 79. The former 14th round draft pick from Cincinnati. He hits a ground ball right out the second baseman, fielded by Raines. The toss to Spire. He'll go back to Oliver, and it's an inning-ending double play. 4-6-3. Pittsburgh failed to score in the top of the first. The Expos are coming up. First baseman Jason Thompson will lead off the top of the second for Pittsburgh. After a scoreless first inning, opening day at Olympic Stadium. Thanks for letting me join you today. Thompson over from Detroit. Willie Stargell is still on the ball club, but he's no longer the starting first baseman. Stargell in his 20th year with the Buccos. Steve Rogers with his first pitch to Thompson, and the left-hand batter takes inside, ball one. Thompson was 1 for 10 in St. Louis. Pirates hit 3 home runs against the Cardinals. Bill Robinson, Johnny Ray, and the pitcher Rick Roden hit one. The pitch from Rogers, taken for a strike over the outside corner. Bill Madlock on deck, and then Tony Pena here in the top of the second inning. No scoring in the first. Rogers making his second start of 82. The pitch to Thompson is high, ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rogers went 7 innings on Friday in Philadelphia. 3 runs, 8 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 5. No decision. The pitch, swing, and a fly ball to right field by Thompson. This one is up, up, and this ball will go over the wall. Home run for Jason Thompson. It's a 12-foot wall all the way around here at Olympic Stadium. Thompson cleared it easily. A hanging breaking ball from Rogers. One to nothing for Pittsburgh. Thompson with his first Pirate home run and his third RBI.
Come to Marlboro Country.
To the bottom of the second inning, Pittsburgh leading the Expos 1-0. Today's game is brought to you in part by Montreal Trust, a trusted financial company since 1889, by Ogivar Technologies, makers of IBM personal computers, and by CNR, with its headquarters in Montreal. It is North America's railroad. Gary Carter against Eddie Solomon. The first pitch, swing, and a foul out of play. Here's a souvenir for a fan on opening day of 1982. Over 30,000 expected this afternoon. The one-strike pitch to Carter, taken low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Eddie Solomon, 6-2 out of Perry, Georgia. His pitch with the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Dodgers. The pitch to Carter, ground ball left side. That'll squeak through for a base hit. Just out of the reach of Madlock. No chance for the shortstop, Barra, to get to it. Second hit for the Expos. Al Oliver had a single in the first. Now it's Carter aboard. Tim Wallach, the batter, looking for his first knock of 82. Wallach is 0 for 11. He takes a slider for a strike, 0-1. Solomon was 15-9 for the Pirates last season. And overall in his career, 33 wins, 36 losses. The pitch, breaking ball, bounces up to the plate and gets away from Pena. That will move Carter down to second. As the ball bounced over on the first base side. Solomon spiking a slider or a curveball. Either way, it's a wild pitch. Carter now at second base. 1-0 Pittsburgh in the bottom of the first. Upfield deep and straight away for Wallach. The pitch. Swing and a line drive. Fair. That'll get down into the left field corner. Carter will score. Wallach will glide into second base. He has an RBI double. And the Expos have tied this game 1-1. First RBI of the season for Tim Wallach on his first hit. That will bring up Terry Francona. Expo left fielder. 2 for 8 thus far. He takes a breaking ball for a strike from Solomon. It's Bill Madlock at third for the Pirates today. Barra at short. Ray at second. Thompson at first. Left fielder is Easler with Moreno in center. And Parker in right. Pena the catcher takes a pitch that's high for a ball. 1-1 on Francona. Chris Spire is on deck. Bottom of the first inning, 1-1. Tomorrow's game also a 1:35 start. I'll join you at 1:30. That's Rick Roden against Bill Gullickson. The pitch to Francona, swing and a miss. 1-2. I said Spire was on deck. It's actually Warren Cromartie. Then Chris Spire. Still knocking off the rust. More games postponed than played. It affects broadcasters just like it does players. There's a breaking ball. Call strike three over the outside corner. Francona caught looking, and now Cromartie will come up. Bruce Fremming is our umpire today. Behind home plate, 42-year-old from Milwaukee. He's been in the National League since 1971. And he's one of the better ones. One All-Star Game, three NLCS assignments, and he was in the 1976 World Series. The pitch is grounded foul outside of first by Cromartie. Vern Rapp coaching at first. Billy DeMars over at third. Expos in their home white today for the first time, trimmed in blue and red, one of the sharper uniforms in Major League Baseball. The pitch to Cromartie, swing and a miss. Good fastball by Solomon. He gets up there in a hurry. 1-1 tie in the bottom of the second. Tim Wallach at second base. He drove in Gary Carter, who singled and moved to second on a wild pitch thrown by Solomon. The pitch. Knee high, called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs here for Eddie Solomon in the second inning. And that'll bring up Chris Spire. And the McDonald's scoreboard real quick. Philadelphia leading the Mets 1-0 in the second inning. After one inning, the Cardinals and Cubs, no score at Wrigley Field. After one inning in Cincinnati, the Reds and the Braves, no score. And later tonight, San Diego at San Francisco. You deserve a break today at McDonald's. The pitch to Spire is taken outside, ball one. Chris is off to a good start. He has four hits. Second best in the ball club. He's 4 out of 10. Only Andre Dawson has more. Dawson with five hits this far. The pitch, taken for a strike, knee high. Inside corner, the right-hand batter. One ball, one strike. Outfield moves up a few steps for Spire. Not a power hitter by any means. The pitch from Solomon. That's chopped over the pitcher's head, and that'll kick into center field. Away from Berra. Home to score is Wallach. The Expos have taken the lead on a two-out single up the middle from Chris Spire. His fifth hit of the season, and that is his first RBI. Expos 1 and Pittsburgh 1. Two balls, two strikes on Omar Moreno. Johnny Ray at third. Dale Barra at second. They both reached on errors by the Expos. Spire with a throwing error, and Francona lost the ball in the lights and dropped a line drive hit by Berra. The pitch to Moreno, line drive, fouled on the right field side. Sigh of relief for Steve Rogers. Expos lead 2-1. Top of the fifth inning. One man out, runners at second and third. The pitch to Moreno. A little dribbler up the third base side. That's going to be a fair ball, and it's going to score a run. There was no chance for Wallach to make a play. They had to hope that it rolled foul, and it did not. So Moreno has an RBI single. His fourth run batted in the Pirates' fourth game of the season. The game is tied 2-2. And Mike Easler will come to the plate. So Moreno at first, and moving to third on the play is Dale Barra. Johnny Ray scored. One man out, Expos a double play depth, and Mike Easler, who is 1-for-2, takes low ball one. A 2-2 tie now in the top of the fifth. Obviously, Moreno is a threat to steal. First, the pitch to Easler, hit in the air to right field. Fairly deep, but playable. Tagging at third is Berra, making the catch in right field is Cromartie. The throw will come into second base. Berra will score on the sacrifice fly by Mike Easler. The Pirates have taken the lead 3-2. Moreno still at first with two men out, and Dave Parker will come to the plate. Parker is hitting to a double play and single. A throw to first. Moreno dives back safely. Pirates wearing their yellow tops tonight with the black pants and yellow socks. They lead the world in uniform combinations. They have 9 different combos that they can use. Tonight going with the yellow tops, black pants. We'll see a different setup tomorrow at 1:35. The pitch to Parker, swinging in a high drive. Deep right center field. This is going out of here. Way out of here. Dave Cobra Parker will round the bases. And the Pirates now lead 5-2. No doubt about that one. Parker's first home run of 1982. He now has 3 RBI, and that's career home run 162. For the former 2-time MVP of the National League. No question about that one. 5-2 now for Pittsburgh.
What's the pitch?
Taste improved by Diet Pepsi.
Top of the order for the Expos in the bottom of the fifth. Now 5-2 for Pittsburgh. Tim Raines will lead off, then Al Oliver and Andre Dawson against right-hander Eddie Solomon. The first pitch to Raines. He shows bunt. It takes a strike. The Rock is struck out and flied to center. A fake bunt gets the attention of Bill Madlock. He moves up inside of the cutout at third to pitch to Raines. Slashes it to left field, and that's going to be a base hit. Return to the infield by Mike Easler. So Raines is aboard. That's 6 hits now for the Expos. But they trail 5-2 in the fifth inning. First time that the opponent has scored first against Montreal in this 82 season. Let's see if they can make a comeback. Al Oliver, the batter, he takes a fastball high, ball one. Oliver is singled and flied to left. Infield at double play depth. The pitch to Oliver. Bounce towards the shortstop. Berra comes in, but he has it bounce away off his glove. He'll track it down near the second base bag, but Raines slides in safely there. And Oliver is aboard. And we'll wait and see how that is scored. Wasn't an easy play, but I think Berra was trying to get himself in position to short hop it and hopefully start a double play. He hoped to get at least one, maybe two, and instead he got none. And it will be an error on Dale Berra. So Raines at second, Oliver at first, nobody out. Expos cooking with gas here in the fifth, trailing 5-2, and Andre Dawson at the plate against Eddie Solomon, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Dawson is grounded into a double play and walked. Pitch by Solomon. Fastball misses in tight. 2 balls, no strikes. Tomorrow afternoon, the Pirates will be here. I'll join you at 1:30. First pitch shortly thereafter. Rick Roden will be on the mound for the Pirates. Bill Gullickson for the Expos. And they have very different starts to begin their year. The pitch to Dawson is swung on and fouled out of play. Souvenir for a fan on opening day here at Olympic Stadium. Gullickson was outstanding at Philadelphia. He got the win in a 2-1 ball game. Where meanwhile, Roden was in a game that ended up 11-7. The Pirates won it, but he got knocked out after five innings, giving up 7 runs on 10 hits. He did help himself. He hit a home run. The pitch to Dawson is low, ball three. 3-1 now. Gary Carter on deck. 5-2 for Pittsburgh in the fifth inning. For tickets for tomorrow's game, call 514-875-2300. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a drive. High and deep. This ball left field, up, up, and out. Andre Dawson will touch them all. Hanging breaking ball. And Dawson hit it halfway to Chicoutimi. This game is tied 5-5. Andre Dawson now with 2 home runs and 6 RBI.
The super spirals from McCain. You'll love what we've done to your fries.
Expos 5, Pirates 5. Top of the seventh inning, and left-hander Woody Fryman will make his 82 debut. And the left-hander comes on, and they'll force or convince Chuck Tanner, the Expos manager, or the Pirates manager, to go to his bench and get Jim Morrison off to hit. Morrison will be batting for Enrique Romo, who got the final two-thirds finished in the sixth inning. A 5-5 tie in the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Morrison is taken for a strike. Fryman turned 42 on Monday. A native of Ewing, Kentucky. Works out of the stretch. No one on base. The pitch to Morrison. Lashed to right field, and that's a base hit. A couple of hops in front of Warren Cromartie. Jim Morrison with a pinch hit single. He was with the White Sox last year and hit 10 home runs for Chicago. Now wearing the yellow top and the black pants of the Pittsburgh Pirates here today. He's at first and Omar Moreno will bat. 1 out of 3 in the game with an infield single that drove in a run. The pitch, Moreno squares but takes inside, ball one. Crashing from third, Tim Wallach. Spire at short, Raines at second, Oliver at first. They're at double play depth with Oliver holding the runner on. The pitch by Fryman, and it's bunted by Moreno. Fielded by Fryman, he'll throw to first in time to get the speedy Pirate center fielder. A successful sacrifice bunt for Omar Moreno moves Jim Morrison to second base. In a 5-5 tie in the top of the seventh on opening day at Olympic Stadium. And they've announced the attendance here today, 35,941. 5 degrees Celsius at game time. Hopefully it's a little warmer tomorrow afternoon. I'll join you at 1:30. Bill Gullickson on the mound for the Expos. Rick Roden for Pittsburgh. And the pitch around 1:35 tomorrow afternoon. Hope you can be here. Chuck Tanner goes back to his bench now. He gets Lee Lacy to bat for Mike Easler. Lacy, a right-handed batter. Runner at second and a 5-5 tie. And the first pitch is high and away. Ball one. Lacy joined the Pirates in time to be part of the 79 World Series championship team after spending 8 years with the Dodgers. The pitch. Swing and a pop-up into shallow center field. Dawson moving up, going out is Spire. Spire waving his arms. So Dawson halts, and the catch is made by Spire. The shortstop taking charge. That's a big out for Fryman. He gets Lacy to pop up, and now Dave Parker the batter. There's a base open, but it's lefty on lefty. Parker is 2 out of 3 today. hit his first home run of the season off Steve Rogers in the fifth inning. He's also had a single and grounded out. All three of those at-bats were against Rogers. The pitch to Parker is low and inside to the left-hand batter. One ball, no strikes. 5-5 in the seventh inning. Rogers today, three runs on six hits. He walked two and struck out three in six innings of work. He's now given up six earned runs in his first 13 innings of 82. The pitch to Parker, and that's laced into right center field, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. Scoring easily is Morrison. Parker to second base with an RBI double. Third hit of the day for Dave Parker, and he has four RBI for the season. And in the top of the seventh, the Pirates have taken back the lead. It's now 6-5 for Pittsburgh. Two outs now in the bottom of the eighth. 6-5 for Pittsburgh. Terry Francona coming up against Kent DeColvey. Today's game brought to you in part by CNR, with its headquarters in Montreal. It is North America's Railroad. By Ogivar Technologies, makers of IBM personal computers. And by Montreal Trust, a trusted financial company since 1889. DeColvey, the sidewinder, delivers, and it's a strike to Francona. Terry 1-for-2 today. He's popped a second, walked, and singled. Base is empty, two out in the eighth. The pitch. Line drive over the head of Berra. That's a base hit to left field. Tying run aboard in the bottom of the eighth as Terry Francona laces one just out of the reach of the Pirate shortstop. That'll bring Chris Spier up. One out of two today is an RBI. 5-for-12 to start the season. The pitch to Spier. Swing and a line drive to right field. Down the line. That is going to go into the corner. Parker has to go get it. Here comes Francona. He's at second. He's at third. He's going home. The throw will be cut off. And Francona scores all the way from first. Chris Spier with an RBI double. Ties the game at 6-6. What a start to the season for the Expos shortstop. Top of the ninth inning, Expos leading 7-6, and Dan Schatzhader will come on and try to close this thing out on opening day. 35,941 at the Big O. Dale Bearer, the first batter to face Schatzhader. One out of three today for the Pirates shortstop. He takes a fastball for strike one. Willie Stargell's coming on deck to bat for the pitcher, and then we'll go back to the top of the order and Omar Moreno. The left-hander Sean Sanders pitch, swing and a foul out of play. Nothing in two now on Berra. Sean Sanders, a former third-round pick of the Expos in 1976. One of the most unlikely of schools for baseball, the University of Denver. Got to the big leagues in 78 with the Expos. He spent last season with Detroit. The pitch to Berra. Ground ball to short. Gobbled up by Spier. The throw to first. On target and in time for the first out of the ninth inning. 7-6 for the Expos. Another nail biter. Fourth game of the season. All four thus far. One run affairs. A 5-4 loss in Philadelphia. A 2-1 win against the Phillies, a 1-0 win against the Phillies, and now here we are against Pittsburgh with future Hall of Famer Willie Stargell at the plate. The first pitch in tight to the left-hand batter, ball one. Wilver Stargell, 42 years of age from Oklahoma, 472 career home runs. He takes a stride. Lefty on lefty here. Stargell with over 1,500 career RBIs in his 20th year all with the Pirates. The pitch. A bouncer right side, and that'll get through. Raines dove to his left but couldn't knock it down. Willie Stargell with a pinch hit single in the top of the ninth gives the Pirates hope. Ninth hit of the day for the Buccos. 7-6, Expos leading. Dan Schanzhitter will now face Omar Moreno. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. The first four Pirate hitters today in the lineup for Chuck Tanner, all left-hand batters, against Steve Rogers. And it'll probably be the same tomorrow against Bill Gullickson. The pitch to Moreno is high, ball one. Bruce Framing has been our home plate arbiter today and done an outstanding job. Moreno today, 0 for 4. The pitch. Swinging a one hopper right at Raines. He'll go to Spire for one. The throw back to first in time for a game ending double play. Raines forces the pinch runner who had come out, Steve Nicosia, at second base, and then Spire retires Moreno by a step. And the Pirates come up one run short today. They're now 1-3, and the Expos move to 3-1, and they win their home opener in front of over 35,000 here at Olympic Stadium. A win for Woody Fryman, a save for Dan Schanzhitter. Final totals, Expos 7 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. And Pittsburgh 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Tomorrow afternoon, Bill Gullickson for the Expos, Rick Roden for Pittsburgh. I will join you at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. I'm Jay Longcray. Today's final score, Expos 7, Pittsburgh 6. Until tomorrow afternoon, bonjour.